Jesus is always connecting the dots for us. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves or driving you crazy, you think they're taking you for granted, they're wanting you to do all their work for them, they're whining, they're complaining, you're ready to pull your hair out, you're tempted to choke them. Don't choke them. Love them. Love them as a mystic would. Yes, I'm going to quote the song from Les Miserables. I do it every Thursday. To love another person is... Finish it with me. To love another person is to see the face of God. What a difference that makes in all of our lives. To love because we recognize the face of God. God comes to us in many disguises. Some of them we're not happy about. Some of them we feel people have abused their baptismal vocation. They've gone off the beaten track. They've not turned into be a very nice person. How is either hate or apathy going to make them better? Make our world better? Or for that part, how would hate or apathy make us better? Of course it won't. So if you're having a particularly difficult time right now, listen to this prayer. Come Holy Spirit, replace the tension within me with a holy relaxation. Replace the turbulence within me with a sacred calm. Replace the anxiety within me with a quiet confidence. Replace the fear within me with a strong faith. Replace the bitterness within me with the sweetness of grace. Replace the darkness within me with a gentle light. Replace the coldness within me with a loving warmth. Replace the night within me with your day. Replace the winter within me with your spring. Isn't that a beautiful prayer written by Father James Moriarty? Yeah, we need that kind of relaxation, that peace that only the Holy Spirit can give us. So if this is a particularly difficult Thursday for you, I hope that prayer comforts you, caused you to become more peaceful, more hopeful. Let's see how Jesus connects the dots here. That's how I said it at the beginning of the program. Jesus is always connecting the dots for us. Well, I'm going to use the scripture passage, today's, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, to make that point. The famous, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. How's Jesus connecting dots by my using the whole golden rule? Because, it should be pretty obvious, huh? How do you want to be treated? How do you want to be treated? Do you want to be treated with love, with patience, forgiveness, justice, mercy? Well, God's saying, connect the dots. Treat other people that way. Okay? By the way, as you may know, the golden rule is in every major religion in the world. What's unique to Christianity is it's put in a positive way rather than a negative way. Don't do to other people what you don't want other people to do to you. And there's a validity to that, obviously. But to place it more positively as the Christian religion does, do unto others people as you want them to do unto you, allows you not just to be a responder. You're active. Okay? You're not reacting, you're acting. You're acting in a loving, positive way. You're making Jesus' love present right here, right now in our world. You're showing the difference that Jesus can make in a person's life. How hard is that?
pretty hard.
All right, start the excuses. But see, the person that you're telling me to love is of a different race. They're of a different religion. They speak a different language. They come from a different economic class. They have different hygiene practices. You want me to love them too? Correct. That's why I start every Thursday program out by talking about being domestic mystics. I don't always use those words, but I do it with great frequency. A domestic mystic is a person, a man or woman, right here, right now, experiencing the power of God in their life so that at home, or in the workplace, or at school, they are able to recognize the face of God in another person who, by purely natural reasons, you wouldn't want to associate with that person. You would say, I don't have anything in common with that person. That person and I, actually, we have some tension between us. That's why you have to be a domestic mystic who has the power of God, the grace of God, working in his or her life to overcome our natural inclinations to run or to fight. It's called the fight-flight syndrome, isn't it? When we're in the presence of people who make us uneasy, who seem to threaten us, intimidate us, boy, that fight-flight syndrome gets activated very quickly. But if we can hang in there, if we can claim the grace of God, if we can say that, you know, all the things we say every week, let's start with Monday. I know nothing will happen to me today that God and I together cannot handle. I'll cast my cares upon the Lord. Tuesday. I'll keep my sense of humor. You know how a sense of humor can disarm an angry person? If it's not sarcastic. Do you know how humor is a way of leveling the playing field? Do you know how humor is a way of making a point that may be very difficult for the other person to hear, but while they're laughing, they're open to hearing it? And now, you know, the mystic connection. We do and say the things Jesus wants us to say because we want other people to treat us that way. Yes, sir. Why do we connect the dots? Why do we treat other people the way we want to be treated so that we can get to heaven? We do that because we want to help. We want to be a help in other people getting to heaven. No Lone Rangers here. No you and me, Jesus, and heck with the rest of the world. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We may have all come to this country in different ships, but now we're all in the same boat." I always think of that image of heaven and hell. Have you heard this story? Okay, a guy is given the privilege of seeing what hell is like. The devil takes him into this big room, and in the middle of the big room is a gigantic pot of food. Gigantic. Wonderful, delicious tasting food. But all the people have a gigantic spoon. The spoon is with a very, very long handle. And all the people are sat, and they're starving because they can't get the food on this gigantic long spoon into their mouth. Then this guy is given a vision of heaven. And the scene's repeated. All these people are sitting around this gigantic pot of delicious food. But these people are happy and well fed because even though they have the same size spoon, which does not allow them to feed themselves, they're feeding each other. So the people in the first room are genuinely in hell because they're still so self-centered and are willing to suffer and starve rather than share their food with somebody else. And the people in the heavenly room have learned that one of the most important lessons that Jesus ever taught, and that is feed each other, serve each other, love each other, or in modern day language, for heaven's sake, connect the dots. Okay, today's food for thought comes from the philosopher Albert Camus. He once wrote, "Friendship improves happiness and abates misery by the doubling of our joy and the dividing of our grief." Now, how true is that? Of course it is. When we have somebody to share either our joy or our grief, it enriches it or it heals it faster. Who do I want you to pray for? I want you to pray for the Salvation Army, huh? These are the people who help. We think of them especially at Christmas time, but throughout the year they help people. I know that they have work programs for people who just came out of jail. I mean, the Salvation Army is really a group of people who are quite dedicated, very, very dedicated. And they need to be prayed for, and we need to ask God to prosper the work of their hands. All right, here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. It's one of those teacher-student exchanges. This time, you need to know that the little boy is in the first grade. So this is a first grade story. Teacher said on the opening day of school, "Children, if any of you need to go to the bathroom, just raise your hand." And one little boy said, "How is that going to stop it?" I like that. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. That's one way of contacting me. Or you can go to my website, fatherscott.com, and see where my email address is, which is joyfulcap, J-O-Y-F-U-L-C-A-P, at capuchin, joyfulcap at AOL.com. Sorry. joyfulcap@aol.com. And you can send me your prayer intentions. You can let me know you listened to the program. You can ask for my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. But in the snail mail, when you send it to my address, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201, you can send me a check to keep my hospital open. Folks, you would not believe the poverty down in Oaxaca, Mexico. The people have suffered terribly due to corrupt leaders, political leaders, due to it's a heavily earthquake-prone area, due to drought sometime. Please help me keep my hospital open. Write a check to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you do, I am convinced God will bless you. I know God will bless you. You cannot be more generous than God. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord.